And welcome back. I'm Steve Kraske. We're continuing the focus on defense, all things defense. Now we turn to the world of black belts and karate and women's self-defense. Our guest is Linda Hansen. She's owner and chief instructor of the Tamashihi Black Belt Academy in Lee's Summit. She's worked with Ron Howard and Caroline Kennedy. And Linda, welcome. So good to have you here.
Thank you.
Caroline Kennedy, tell me about it. What was that like?
It was wonderful. Caroline's a really, really nice person.
What did you do for her?
I was the nanny for her three children.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Rose, so, Tatiana, and Jack.
So you weren't teaching her karate?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
How about Ron Howard? What'd you do for him?
Same thing.
Yeah.
With his four children, yes.
Yeah. Well, he was Opie, right?
He was Opie.
I loved Opie. I loved that
Richard
show.
And Richard Cunningham.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Good guy?
Very good guy. He's exactly what you see on the television. He's just a really good, down-to-earth, wonderful gentleman.
Yeah. How did you get involved in martial arts?
Well, I was 14 years old, and my best friend was nagging me to join her karate school. Hmm. And I was a very lethargic, uninterested teenager. And I finally said, I'll go one time, don't ever ask me again. And that was 34 years ago.
What hooked you about it?
I liked that it was an individual sport. It was something that I could go and excel at by myself. I didn't have to rely on a team or support a team or be a part of a team. But then as I progressed, then I started doing team katas and got involved in that sort of thing more.
I'm sitting here looking at you, and you seem like such a nice woman. And I'm thinking you could probably do terrible things to me if you chose to do it, right?
Oh, but I wouldn't.
Yeah. But 34 years.
Yes.
That's a long time. That's a lot of commitment.
I'd like to tell you I was two when I started, but that's not the truth.
Not the case. No. But you stayed with it all those years again because why?
It's something that I really feel is important, and I've enjoyed it. I've really learned a lot of things, and martial arts incorporates an awful lot of things. It's not just the kicking and punching. But
What more is it? What else is it?
Well, the kicking and punching is a big part of it, the defense. But we also talk about character building, goal setting, leadership. I like to think that we're starting at the foundation and changing the culture back to where it used to be with please, sir, thank you, sir, mm-hmm. yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And we're really encouraging children and adults to treat each other with more respect.
So it's a culture as well as a physical sport then?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. One of your focuses is on this idea that, you know, women need to be more proactive about their own safety. Even in this day and age, do you think, you know, are too many women too lax in that department?
I think they are, unless there's something in the news. You know, if we hear things on the news about a man attacking women, for example, the Waldo rapist was on the news very predominantly.
Mm-hmm. That was good for business.
Sadly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put on enough self-defense seminars to fulfill the need. But if there's nothing in the news, we tend not to have huge turnouts. Now, having said that, I have to say I was very proud of the women in the Lee Summit in Kansas City area. We had 65 women that signed up for a self-defense seminar that I put on last Saturday. Hmm. So I was very encouraged that perhaps the message is getting out that this should be ongoing training, not just...
And those women were interested in this right now. Why? If there's nothing really hot in the news, what's driving them to take your class?
Because I let everybody know that they should continually train in self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage women to take self-defense classes anywhere they see them, because I may not cover something that somebody else does and they may not cover what I do. And so when you really mix it up and get to know those things, it does keep you much safer.
I mean, how much training do you have to have if you're a woman, or I guess a man for that matter, who doesn't really know much about self-defense? How many hours do you need before you can gain a minimal level of proficiency that might end up saving your life at some point?
We teach a seminar that lasts for 3 hours. I would say that's the minimum. Ongoing training in anything is always advantageous. But the three-hour seminar, we split 50-50 in that the first hour and a half is avoidance. The most important part of defense is avoiding being in a situation where the likelihood of an attack is increased.
And what do you teach? How do you avoid something that you don't even know is coming?
We talk about being safe in your home, making sure your doors are locked. If somebody comes to the door, make sure you have a peephole or a chain on there. We talk about things, for example, reward cards are huge now. most stores have some sort of reward program.
Mm-hmm.
And women will access that reward account by using their phone number. Well, in the age of smartphones, the perpetrator can access your phone number into an app, find out where you live, get directions to your house and a photograph of it if he wants it, before you've left the store. So it's very important to be savvy to those ways of avoiding being in a situation.
So it's a certain level of awareness that you're talking about.
Exactly, yes.
So then once you complete that part of your 3 hours, then you begin to talk about some physical skills that people can benefit from?
Exactly. We talk about concepts as opposed to moves, which is a little bit of an innovative way to teach self-defense. What had been happening, I think, in the past is women would go to self-defense seminar. And they'd be taught a move.
Right.
If the bad guy puts his hand on this shoulder and he does this with this hand, then you need to do this with this.
It's confusing.
Right. The ladies would go home and say to their significant other, okay, I'm ready. Attack me so I can show you what I learned. And then when they pretend to attack, the women are going, no, not like that, not like that.
Got to put your hand here and then I'm
right.
going to do this. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
And so we teach a concept as opposed to a move. So the basic three ways of attack are to be grabbed or to be attacked from the front or the back. So we're showing concepts on how to get out of those situations.
And those concepts are things like what? Walk me through some of that.
If you get grabbed on the wrist, we call it fight the fat guy. If you hold your hand up, you have four skinny guys and a fat guy, four mm-hmm. fingers and a thumb. If you were in an alley, you have four guys at one end and one at the other. You would want to walk to the one where there's only one person.
Right.
Easier to fight the one than the four.
Yes.
If you get grabbed on the wrist, you're going to fight that thumb. The thumb is the weakest part. You would never hang from a monkey bar by the thumb. Right? You could support your body weight on your fingers.
It's the thickest, but it's the weakest in a
sense. It's the weakest. Right? Your four fingers can hold your body weight.
Mm-hmm.
So they can certainly hold on to a woman. Whereas if you push against the thumb, then that's the easier way
to
escape.
So in any situation, remember the simple rule, which is to go against the thumb.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, that's what we want to focus
and
on.
And what are some of the other concepts you lay out?
From an attack from the front,
mm-hmm.
we talk about – and we try to make the words very simple so they're easy to remember. We do a one-up, one-down rotation, which sounds complicated. But if somebody's arms are coming at you, push one down and one up. That drops the shoulder, takes them off balance, and then you can take them to the side. And obviously the most important thing at that point is run away.
Mm-hmm.
We're not advocating stay and fight. Your goal is to get away.
So I see what you're driving at here, concepts as opposed to actual moves. Keep it simple so that something might register at a very tough moment.
Exactly. Then. Now, obviously, we encourage women to continue some form of training in the martial arts. Mm-hmm. So that then we can teach more specific things than just a blanket, concept.
You know, let me ask a tough question here. And I actually just point out that if you're just joining us, we're visiting with Linda Hansen. She's owner and chief instructor of the Thomas Sheehy Black Belt Academy in Lee's Summit. We're talking about women's self-defense. You know, can a woman with a minimal amount of training, would it really make that much difference? You know, you have a big, strong guy who really wants to do something awful here. Can a woman really be that effective in situations like that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little story that we talk about
mm-hmm.
where if you're sitting in a room and a huge guy comes through the room, he's furious and angry and swearing and coming at you, would you want to take him on? And all the women say, no, I'm not going to mm-hmm. get in front of him. But if you give them the same scenario and say, and he's holding your child, there's no question. And it's that mindset
mm-hmm.
that you can and will be able to defend yourself. And you have to have that confidence in yourself that you can.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain ideas, certain concepts here then that become more advanced? And what would those concepts be, Linda?
When we've gone more into the martial arts side of things, we do wrist locks, joint manipulations, arm bars. There's a lot more detail involved in specific martial arts training, which then takes your self-defense to a different level.
What was it? Joint what?
manipulation.
Joint, and what are you doing to my joints? what would happen to me there?
It's an Aikido concept. Aikido is another martial art. And basically, I'm waving my hands in the air while I'm talking to you. Nobody
can
see that.
That's good. I do it all the time myself. People are missing quite a show, too, by the way. Yeah. That's good.
Your joints are designed to bend in two directions.
Mm-hmm.
If we then bend them in three,
ah,
it doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
And it's more painful. And Aikido is a wonderful art in that a very small woman can hold a very strong man in one position until the police arrive. But it does take a lot of training and, you know, to get familiar with that. So we've incorporated Aikido into our martial arts program. So we do the kicking and the punching. We also do the grappling, incorporating the Aikido.
Can most folks, women, men, can they adapt to being that aggressive, doing the punching and kicking? Is that you have to encourage people to sort of let it go a little bit, or do people gravitate to it pretty naturally?
They do it pretty naturally. We steadily start them out with yelling. You know, when we do a punch, we yell.
And yeah.
It's interesting because most women have never gone to a place where they can just yell really loudly. And mm-hmm. the same with the kids. You know, when you've got children at home, it's always, shh, daddy's sleeping, don't wake him up, or the baby's asleep, don't be so loud, use your indoor voice. When they come to us, we want them to yell. We want them to open up their mouths, open up their lungs, and yell. And it's very empowering. It really is.
You just mentioned kids. Do you teach kids too?
From the age of three, yes.
From the age of three?
Yes.
What can a three-year-old do?
Oh, an awful lot. We have a little Tigers program, and one of their favorite things, we call it wiggle like a worm.
Ah.
And so I'll grab them as if abducting them, really, and they flail. Their legs and arms go really hard, and they yell. And it's so loud, the parents, when they're watching, cover their ears. They're so loud. And the idea is that if they do get grabbed, that's what they'll do. They'll attract attention to themselves because an abductor is wanting to do it the way a burglar would.
Mm-hmm.
They want to sneak into the house, take what they want, and leave without anybody noticing.
Mm-hmm.
You train a child to scream really loudly and kick their arms and legs around, they will attract attention. And that's what you need to have for a child.
How long would it take you to teach me? I've always wanted to, like, do the karate chop through the wood board kind of thing. How long would it take you to teach me something like that?
How long have you got?
Yeah. Do it right here. We brought a board in.
Yeah.
We brought a couple brick blocks. But would it take me a while to learn something like that?
No, it really wouldn't. In the first 3 months of training between your white belt and your yellow belt, you're going to learn how to generate power in that punch. And when you break a board, it's about the thickness of a rib. So you'll be able to do that.
There's a correlation here between the two, I see. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, can women obtain – do they wind up obtaining a false sense of security from taking a seminar like the ones you offer?
No, I don't think so. I think the important thing is the confidence level. They learn to walk with the head up, shoulders back. And we talk about the fact that right now it's cold outside. So mm-hmm. the natural body position is shoulders up, chin down, look at the floor.
Mm-hmm.
To stay warm more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So to teach them to walk with their shoulders back and heads up, you walk as if you know what you're doing. And a person who's scoping for a victim is not going to pick the person who looks like they know what they're doing. Whether they do or not, they're not going to pick that person.
What's law enforcement's attitude about the work you do? I assume they're quite supportive of it, or am I missing something?
No, very supportive of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do they say about it?
They like women to do women's self-defenses as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The police officers would rather women take a proactive approach to staying safe than they have to go and interview a woman who's been attacked.
So as we leave the air here today, what's the one thing you would leave women with? What one message that might help them when they get in a tight situation sometime down the road?
Make a lot of noise, react fast, react hard, but predominantly please be aware and avoid being in those situations. That's the most important
part.
But
if you get in one, you're saying react right now. Don't
yes.
wait, don't think. You just got to go hard right now.
Right, with confidence and fight. Your life's worth living for yourself and your family. You must react and get out of
there. Have you ever been attacked yourself?
No, I've been very fortunate. And I actually think that being a martial artist and walking with the confidence and knowing that I can take care of myself really lends itself to not being in those situations and practicing what I preach. That's very important.
Well, as soon as we get off the air here, you got to show me one of your signature moves here, okay?
I will do.
All right. Linda, thanks so much for your time. Enjoyed having you here.
Thank you.
That's Linda Hansen. She is owner and chief instructor of the Tamashihi Black Belt Academy in Lee's Summit. You'll find biographies of our guests and previous broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow, National Geographic photographer Andy Griffiths and Brian McTavish with our weekend to-do list. Our music today is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help from KCUR's Kim Noble, Kathleen Pointer, Danny Alexander, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.